Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about finding buyers.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
We've talked about setting up an auction atmosphere when you're looking at selling your investment property. You're going to have buyers interested. A lot of buyers and not enough properties out there. So doing that, how do you make sure that all the buyers know about the property before you entertain the offers?
Well, one thing that I'm pretty passionate about is helping a seller get top dollar and sell fast. Because one of the concerns for a seller, among many, they want to make sure that it closes. That's the big concern. And you probably experience that, especially with somebody putting their house on the market, because they're probably going to go buy something different or new, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, time frames are important and time is money. That is accurate, I think, especially in investment real estate, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. The last thing you want to do is have a transaction fall apart 30 days into the process. So what I try to do is complete a pinpoint price analysis so we know exactly where your property would most probably sell in the market. I'm going to give you a medium, middle of the road price. I'm going to give you a conservative price, and then I'm going to give you an aggressive price. And I don't always tell people to go for the top dollar, every penny on the table, because you want to create that auction-like atmosphere.
So auctions, traditionally, they'll put a notch below what they anticipate being the sales price, and the same strategy in real estate, generally speaking. But to understand for planning purposes, the conservative number makes a lot of sense. And so does the optimistic number, because everyone wants to talk about what could happen.
Yeah.
So talk about how you find these buyers.
I have a pretty healthy, robust, direct marketing advertisement program that I'm reaching out to buyers typically about 6 months before I bring a property to the market. I'm looking for buyers that are looking to buy a 10 unit, a 20 unit, a 30 unit, even a 100 unit apartment. Complex.
Now, I also think you know the go-tos in the state of Oregon, the realtors that do this for a living, much like yourself. So you probably use that network pretty early on as well.
I do. Yeah. And one of the reasons that I'm doing that direct response advertising to the buyer and finding that buyer 6 months before you're ready to sell your property is I want to walk that buyer through the process. So if they're going to pay cash, I make sure all their cash is pooled together and they know the market and they're ready to act quickly. And if they need to get pre-approved, I make sure they get in with a lender and they get through the loan approval process.
This is a lot of ground to cover for us in this little program. Let's get your contact information out there, Renee, so they can reach you for their specific circumstance. I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson. My website is eugene-commercial.com. Have a fantastic evening.